studio.
Hey, it's Sebastian.
Sebastian, it's Jim O'Brien. Congratulations, man.
Thank you.
I was just so happy watching you yesterday. And that race, as a fan, can I just tell you, as a fan, I was on the edge of my seat the entire time. That was nerve-wracking to watch.
Yeah, it must not have been boring, that's for sure. It was crazy from the inside, but I'm pretty sure it must have been good TV, because it was just so unpredictable, so disjointed, so many incidents and accidents, and it was different, that's for sure.
That was a very PC way of saying it. But we did, on some level, you must have expected that based on just the fact the newness of the car, the younger drivers that you had out there as well, that combination. Everyone's going to be a little more aggressive trying to find out where that line is.
Yeah, I don't know. It sure happened. I really wasn't expecting that, but I mean, guys just shot out of a cannon. It was just madness. Like, you know, nose to tail, 2-3 wide, giving themselves no chance to recover from any unexpected, you know, whatever. And it turned into a crash fest, and that was, I think it's probably good for the series to, you know, have that, but for the drivers, it was like maybe a signal, hey, you know what, might not be a bad idea to kind of take it down a notch, and they didn't, and that's pretty clear.
So you ran your same race, though. I mean, obviously you had to change strategy during the course of the race, and people are going like, it made me, I'm not going to say angry, Sebastian, but when I see people going, he stole the race, I'm like, no, he didn't. I mean, you led laps. You guys had to change strategy, I would assume, at least twice during the race from all the cautions, right?
Yeah, I mean, I honestly lost track of stuff. I just all I could do was just run as hard as I could, manage my tires, and hit my fuel number that I was given. And it was crazy. And from the get-go, I mean, you know, we're actually mid-pack, and then we get hit in the back from my teammate that cuts my tire, and then next thing you know, we're in the pits on lap one and you know, changing tires, and obviously then changing strategy because now you're last. So yeah, it was just it was an interesting day, man. It was definitely not exactly what, you know, I thought it would be, but it turned out a heck of a lot better than I thought it would.
How were the tires? We were trying to watch on and just to see the tire wear and trying to get it's as a fan, I really couldn't get a gauge on what the tire wear was because there were so many cautions.
Yeah, I mean, we ended up doing like 45 or 46 laps on the first set of alternate tires. Once, you know, we changed them and put another one on. So yeah, I guess they did just fine. The primary was fine as well. It's just there's just a lot more slipping and sliding and everything. But at the end of the day, you know, Firestone's, you know, doing an awesome job, and they were up to the plate again.
Well, I know, obviously, Sebastian, you have, you know, incredible success here in open wheel racing, but you know, you've driven, you and I've talked about this before, everything from Le Mans, even to sports cars. Do the cars feel more like a sports car this year with the way the rear end was stepping out? Is that fair to make that comparison?
No, I mean, it's just, it feels like last year's car if you trim it, you know, 20-some% on the street course. That's what it feels like. And so there are more problems. It's harder to balance the car out. You kind of have to accept the sliding of the thing and just go with it. And, you know, we're still missing a couple of tenths to really be like where we want to be balance-wise and speed. But, you know, it was good. I mean, it was consistent. We had, you know, good speed over the stint, and at the end of the day, you know, it's what matters. You know, when you can keep up and have good steady pace and make good progress.
I saw the look on your face, and obviously when you were on, you know, when they had you on ABC, when you won, and to see, is that relief? Is that realization? How do you describe that sense that you had? I mean, just everything from last May to now, I mean, how would you paint that picture, I guess, for people?
Yeah, it was a lot of mixed emotions. I mean, in the sense that obviously that was the first win since the crash and a lot of stuff to overcome. But I had to vent under the helmet in the in lap, and it just kind of, you know, was a little bit overwhelming. And then it was just pure joy and super, super, you know, big moment with the team and the guys and you know, on many different levels, because obviously it was the first time we were reunited with with Zoe and Jimmy Vassar, and you know, them bringing the marketing and commercial side of the story, and bringing Steel Master on board. These guys were all there. All the franchises were there this weekend in the suite. And, you know, what an incredible story, and you know, could not have been any happier. And obviously Honda, you know, like running away with the whole event. I think first through six or something. You know,
right.
Just and then, you know, quite a statement. So just really awesome. You know, from A to Z, it was not smooth and easy sailing or anything. But you know, at the end of the day, we pulled it off, and really you couldn't dream of a better scenario.
I love the paint scheme, by the way. I love it. I love that thing. That car jumped out from. I'm pretty sure there's people on the space station that saw you running yesterday.
Yeah, that neon yellow is definitely
there, man.
To miss.
I don't think you're falling asleep there. So congratulations again, Sebastian. I know you're busy doing all the media stuff this morning. It's a pleasure to see you on the track doing what you do. And in the past year, man, you're one of my favorite drivers. We always love you here in Detroit at Belle Isle. And I know we will see you soon. I checked. We got 80 days till the Detroit Grand Prix here.
Sounds good. Well, I'll try not to miss it this year.
No, you'll be here. You'll be here. You're going to be here, and you're going to have fun. All the best. Congratulations on everything, Sebastian. Enjoy it, all right?
Yeah, sounds good. Anytime, man.
All right, take care. Bye.